Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
It's like Ogun. Watch your back and just do what you're supposed to. Take care of family and people you're close to.
Then they their best. You go learn your own lesson. Everybody keep on searching for miraculous blessings. You go back for the gospel. If you don't know yourself, you go lost you. If you get money, you be blessed you. I'm a nobody, holy, no apostle. No.
Nobody go rest. Watch out for them hyenas. Watch out when you go. Watch out on the road. Watch out. They go tell you watch out when you go. Watch out on the road. Watch out for them hyenas. Watch out when you go. Watch out on the road. Watch out.
Hello, 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 you, you, and you, and welcome to Posh Peace Couch once again. How are you today? You know, as my say every week, I ask you, how are you? And when I say how are you, I meant how are you? How are you doing today? Have you had a good weekend? I know we all go through a different situation in life, but guess what? Hang in there, keep working it out, and it will fall into places. So how are you? How's everything? It's another day, 29th of September, 2025. And the month has actually gone really, really so quick. I remember on the 1st of September, that's when we started this show. We had our first episode on Posh Peace Couch. And it was me, myself, and I that day when I was doing the introduction. And guess what? It's the 5th episode today. And in the last 3 episodes, which is the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, we've actually had guests. But today, I'm back by myself alone. So you guys can actually hear my voice all through today with no interruption. Then I can say welcome again to Posh Peace Couch. Today, the topic we'll be discussing, it's actually a very interesting one. It's a topic that resonates with me as a person, and that's why I decided to actually speak about it. And it's the understanding the difference between toxic positivity and real healing. Yeah, there's actually a difference between taking things the way it is and just being smile about it and move on and just pretend like everything is fine and actually having a real healing. And that's what we'll be discussing today. I mean, toxic on its own is actually not a positive thing. Toxic as a definition is not a good thing. But you know what? We are dealing with the street. Remember, this is therapy on the street. So we are dealing with things the way it is in the society, in the community, on the street. And so we try to make toxic a positive thing. So we can discuss that today. Is it actually a positive thing having a toxicity? So that's what we'll be talking about today. And a quick recap on the episode that we've done in the past. The first episode we did about culture, which is the black community and the minority, how we were raised, and how it affects our mental health. That's what we spoke about on the first episode. The second episode, I was here with MLT, my Hebrew friend, and we spoke about the toxicity around politics. We spoke about how we all need to make a contribution right from the grassroots all the way to the top to change the way we view politics for the betterment of the community. And on the third episode, if you can remember, we talk about confidence building, how we can build our confidence, how we can say fake it to make it, like some people call it on the street, how we can actually go out there with our energy and try to change things for ourselves, that everything starts within ourselves. And that's what we discussed. And last week, it was a pleasure to have Annie and Wendy on the show. Those are DJ from Nigeria. They've gone back now. And they were on the show and we spoke about how to use music as a coping mechanism. So we actually have had good topics and we've had good guests on the show. And today, I'm back and I'll be talking about understanding the difference between toxic positivity and real healing. Yeah, good vibes is not healing. I think that's one of the major slang on the street, you know, just vibe it out, you know. I like good vibe, everybody's vibing. But you know what? So a lot of people are vibing into depression. A lot of people are vibing into suicide. A lot of people are vibing into a lot of negative things. So we're going to discuss that today. You know, there's always one person that tells you to cheer up. Just smile. It could be worse. These are actually positive things. Let's be honest. They are positive things. But you know what? Sometimes you have to address the elephant in the room. Because if you don't address it, yes, you can cheer up today. But when you cheer up around people, when you go back to your bed, you alone, that's when you will cry your eyes out. That's when you will actually feel the pain and everything that comes with it. You know, good vibes are cool. But they don't solve the deep wounds. Healing takes honesty. We're not talking about fake smile. We're not talking about just smiling and living. No. You know, vibes cannot heal your scars. It's only when you face it, when you walk it out. And that's it. That's basically everything we'll be talking about today. Vibes cannot heal your scar. You've got to heal your scar by getting the first aid kit out, applying some different, you know, bandages, you know, just for the wound to heal. If you just say, oh, I remember when I was still young, we used to play football growing up, and every time I fall down, I will hide my wound so my mom will not see it. And the next day, you're still back on the pitch playing again. And I remember one day, I have this wound on me, and it's swollen, and it's actually stinking, like it was smelling. That's how ridiculous it was. And then my mom found out and was like, ah, this boy will not pay me, which means you will kill me. And then that's then we had to take me to the hospital and they start washing the wound and start, and then that's where the healing process started. But I've been in pain, but I still, you know, I carried on. I still play football like normally, but I was hiding the pain. At night, I won't be able to sleep, but I don't want anyone to know. And that's actually what it is when it comes to toxic positivity. I would define a quick definition of toxic positivity. It's actually an attempt to remain happy or express positivity at all the time. In some cases, you push everything to the side. You just continue to use that same approach of I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm okay. And it's a pressure to actually stay that way, because that positive that you show forth outside turns to be negative when you're inside, and you're the only one that can say that. No, the pressure is there for you to stay positive, which can cause internal failure, and that creates that pattern. Now, there's the part, a toxic is a pattern. It's what you create. It becomes your safe haven. It becomes normal. And you know what? That's how our brain works. It's an addiction. It's just like addiction. You get used to something, it becomes numb for you. So this behavior that we're actually speaking about, for some people, it has actually become a pattern. Even when you're telling them, okay, this is not right, they don't see that anything, because that's what they now have built it. They've actually registered in their mind that it is okay for me to just carry on. It's okay for me to just be in this pain. I can handle it. I'm used to it. And it is not a good thing. It is not a good thing. You know? And I'm going to go on a short break in a minute. And then when I'm back, I will give you the signs that you might know, so you can know that you can actually have a behaving, or you actually have a trait of toxic positivity. So the first song that we're going to listen today is actually an old song. Yeah, and it's called Spiritual Healing. It is from Two-Face. It's a beautiful song, because today we're going to heal together from this toxic positivity that I said, and we're going to move into real healing, which is the spiritual healing. I'll be back in a minute.
There is fire in our eyes. All the things we say to each other are just nothing but truthful lies. I got the things that I know you well until you choose to do me so. Oh, oh, oh. Now I see higher than
the height of the mountain.
Deeper than the depth of the ocean.
Further than
the ice.
Me talking spirituality,
I see wider than
the width of the desert.
Lower than
the depths of the ocean.
Further than
the eyes can see.
Me talking spirituality,
spiritual healing.
Open your eyes,
spiritual healing.
Free your mind from hate,
spiritual healing.
A chance to make it right, cause right from the beginning some people done the fight. They're fighting for the same thing. This is not bright, and brightness only come from when you see the light. Like life is so simple, but they make it complicated. To be civilized, you don't have to be educated.
Let's make it happen so with time will not be wasted. Most of the things anticipated, like don't trample upon another man to be elevated. Inflated egos can surely be deflated. The power of forgiveness is underrated, but with love and equality we all were created. I keep saying these things cause I know. I keep on saying these things until I go. And now I see, now I see higher than the height of the mountain. Deeper than the depth of the ocean. Further than the eyes can see. Oh, me talking spirituality. And I see wider than the width of the desert. Lower than the depth of the ocean. Further than the eyes can see. Oh, me talking spirituality.
Welcome back, people. Right. So, basically, what we've been trying to discuss so far, so good, is the understanding the difference between keeping a positive energy in every situation and actually going to do the real work of healing, which I call toxic positivity versus real healing. Right, people use stay positive to avoid uncomfortable emotions. Because a lot of time when people are going through something, but because they don't want to deal with that situation, even let's talk about friendship or couple, there's a lot of time people have something to actually express. Your partner want to express this or express that, but you just ignore, you know, you're dismissive, and you just realize, oh, I'm fine, everything is okay. You stay positive, knowing really, really well that you actually going through something, knowing well that things are actually not fine, knowing well that things are on the verge of collapsing. But we use that just to cut corners, you know, instead of listening. We dismiss, we shut down. It is a cliche, you know, people shut down things just because they don't want to avoid that thing. But then to you, you might feel it's a positive thing. Oh, I can handle it. I don't express myself. Oh, I don't talk about this. I don't talk about that. I mean, it's okay to keep your thing to yourself sometimes, but also there's a place where you draw the line of actually expressing and keeping quiet. And you know what, let's dive into online culture, because I feel like a lot of people are keyboard warriors these days online. You have all your online cousins and families that will tell you do this, you know. The platform that people have on social media is being used for different purposes, and you see some of the celebrities or the influencers will come online and tell you, oh, do this, oh, do that, oh, do this. And because of how people see these people and how they accept their message, they go with what they are saying. And that does what? It eventually affects the way it affects your mental health. You know, online they will tell you, oh, it's a good vibe, keep moving, do this, you don't need that person is there's no room for accountability even when you're wrong online, because people are telling you, oh, you've done the best for yourself, that's the best way to handle it, and you don't, you know, it's a very, very wrong thing that we actually use our platform for online. You know, toxic positivity is like spraying perfume on a trash. It's still going to smell, my dear. It will smell. No matter how you cover it up, that wooziness will actually come out. And I'll use a typical example and on relationship, like I said earlier. When people get out of relationship, they probably hurt for one reason or the other. That's why it does not work. And there's no time to move on. There's no time to heal. The next thing, you jump to the next person. And you know the adage that says, hurt people hurt people. And the reason why we have too many disasters in relationship is because one person has been hurt and he refused to do the work of healing. And he has in mind, stay positive to move on. And then the elephant in the room that was not addressed will eventually come for the next person. And then you pass it on, and you pass it on, and you pass it on to the next person, and the next person. Yeah. You know, people smile. They tell you, you don't. And what bothers me about relationship is actually the fact that we don't take stock. There's no room for accountability. Because for every relationship that does not work, yes, your partner might have been wrong, might carry the lion's share of why the relationship does not work, but trust me, that's, if you're reflecting, there's one or two things that you've learned in that relationship. And there's a way you yourself also have actually not, you could have something that you could have done better. So when you have time to reflect and take accountability, you will see that as much as your partner is wrong, you are also wrong. But when you come online or you speak to people, they tell you, oh, you're too beautiful for this, you're too handsome for this, you know, just move on. There's other girls, other guys waiting out for you there, and they will do this. And when I hear all these things, it's sad. You know, it's sad. Healing means you have to sit down with the pain and you have to process it and you have to find an outcome. And yes, I know some people tell you, because I've heard that before, that when you leave a relationship, you might actually have a saving grace from someone else that will treat you right and help you heal your pain. Yes, I agree. Absolutely. Some people have been lucky to immediately move to another relationship, and their new partner are able to help them to heal and become a better person. But guess what? That person that helped you to become a better person has worked on themselves. That's what we do not talk about. Because if that person has not done his own or her own assignment, he or she will not be able to help you. So you're just lucky or blessed to have met someone who has done the job. And guess what? In the process of these two people coming together, the healed one and the non-healed, there's gonna be a lot of conflicts. Because even you can love someone and they actually do not understand the love that you are giving to them, because it's strange to them. You can treat people in a very nice way and they see it as, oh my God, this person is coming for me. This person doesn't have good intention for me. You're only doing this because of this or this. They will give you different reason why the good thing you're doing is actually bad or can be bad. And why is that? That's because you have not healed. You have not worked on yourself. Even the Bible says we should work out our salvation with fear and trembling. So we all have a work to do when it comes to healing. You know, it doesn't seem that you're always happy. Yes, sometimes you have to go left to go right. And I used to use that word a lot. It's like a sat nav when you're traveling. And then on your way, you miss your turning. guess what? You need to go around to come back to that same spot for you to get the right destination. And that is fine sometimes. That is fine. It's part of the process. It's part of the journey. It's part of the healing. You might need to go left to go right. So the fact that you've met bad people, you know, relationship, business, work colleague, the fact that you've met wrong people doesn't mean you will meet the right people. It doesn't mean you get to your destination. It's actually how you handle it. It's actually how, and let me digress a little bit, because I know positive thinking, positive is good. Like I said earlier, positive toxicity. I'm talking about the negative side of it that we don't see. It's good to stay positive. It's good to be happy. It's good to be able to move on from whatever things that you think is not good. But what is not good is not working on that thing. It's just ignoring and piling it. Because guess what? When you pile it one day, it will be full and there will be no room for it anymore. And guess what will happen? It will burst. It will burst. And when it bursts, we all know what happened. It will spill all over. And when it spills all over, that means there's hazard, because now the floor is wet. And then when the floor is wet, it's slippery. And then when it's slippery, you fall. When it's slippery, you fall. And these are the things that we are trying to avoid. And that's why I said, being positive is absolutely smashing. It's actually beautiful. Actually, it's the best thing you can do for yourself. Because some people will come with a bad energy into your life. Some people will come to your life and disrupt your life, disrupt your planning, disrupt your everything. What can you? You cannot just stay and stay in and just wallow and cry. And no, you need some positivity. You need something to kick you, to get you going. But what you will not do is ignore it on the name of good vibes, that I'm not bothered, and you move on. You're damaging yourself. You're killing yourself. Healing is messy, but it's real. Positive is pretty, but it can be faked. Remember 2 weeks ago, we talked about confidence. We spoke about fake it to make it. Now, this is not faking to make it on this part. Yeah? Positivity is very pretty, and people can fake it a lot of time. And this one are not even trying to fake it to make it. They're actually faking it, and it becomes permanent, and that permanent becomes danger to your health, especially your mental health. And we all know how big I am on mental health. Because I feel like if we get it right up here, we will get it right in every other aspect of our life. We'll get it right. So, please, if anyone have any comment or contribution, kindly send it and I will read that. You can text me, you can DM me on Poshpi Therapy on TikTok, which I'm live right on. You can text me on Instagram, DM me on Instagram, which is Poshpi the Therapist or Poshpi Couch. We have 2 Instagram accounts for that. And if you have my WhatsApp number personally, you can WhatsApp me, you can send me a text message, and I will read your message, and we can all share in this topic that we are dealing with. Right, let's go further. Let's take this topic to the street. Let's take the street and move on into mental health. You know, in street culture, faking toughness is common. I'm good even when broken. And you see people go to work and they are not feeling well and they are not okay mentally, even physically, but they will not stop, they will still go. And you know, when you are not physically or mentally stable, you cannot give your best on anything you do. You can't. when you have get it right up there and you're physically and mentally fit, there's always room that you will actually deliver. And that's why our mental health is very important. You know, sometimes people suppress their anger. It's okay to get angry. Trust me. Even me sitting down here, I'm not a saint. I get angry. I remember one of my friends asking me the other day, this was a few years ago, Shay, do you ever get angry? Yes, I'm human. Anger is okay. But don't let it overrule you. Don't let it control you. And even the excuse is actually in the scripture also. It says, be angry, but do not commit sin. And I know that's the thin line between those two things. And that's what we want to get right. You want to get angry, but you want to be able to manage your emotion. And that's where emotion comes in. You know, you can suppress your anger, but it's not really a good thing. You should cry. Crying is good. When you cry, you're losing some toxin that's coming out of your system. So crying is good. But over crying is harmful. When you've cried, now what do you do after that? You take the next step into healing. What makes you cry? You reflect on it rather. And then you channel your energy into something else, which is a positive outcome. You know, sometimes we need to call a spade a spade. When someone offend you or they've done something wrong, address it. You don't have to keep it like, oh yeah, I'll just let it slide. No, I mean, there's a room for slime. Let me not speak a wrong English. There's a room for letting it slide. Yes, I agree. I do let it slide sometimes. I let it slide. But there's some issues that you don't let it slide. You have to address the issue. You've got to say, hey, what's up? You've done this. You need to call people out. You need to learn how to call people out when they've done something wrong. And you need to be able to hear back from them by understanding, not by responding. Listen to understand, not listen to reply. Because I feel that's another thing that we all get wrong, especially when in the heat of the moment, when everything is boiling, somebody say this, and then because you want to attack them back, you lose the conversation. You lose the context of what's going on because you just want to attack. You need to respond. You need to say something. You know. And I know this is not easy because it is easier said than done. The beauty of life is we are all right. These fingers are not equal. We are not born equal. So definitely some people can handle the emotion than the other. And then let's not talk about the manipulative spirit, because some people are good in manipulating you. They will be so calm, cool, and collected, and they will actually make you feel like you're the one that have, like you're insane. You know, I've seen the question on TikTok that said, how do you express your anger or something like that? Yeah, right. So I'll answer that question quickly before there's too many. How do you express anger? Right. I can use my own example. If I have a conflict with someone, I check with my feelings, with my emotion. Is this the right time to handle that thing right there and there, or should I do it later? There's some incident that you need to address right there and there. It's God help you, I cannot really tell you specifically how, but you should be able with your intuition to know that some situation that you just need to let it go, but you need to leave it at that point in time for your own sake. you leave it, and then you call the person back when you are calmer to address the situation. Then you can have clarity and be able to, you know, talk it out. But there's some situation where you need to actually address it right there and there. So now God help you to be able to discern between those two. But what I don't believe when you're angry is you throwing punch, breaking things. You know, a lot of that's people that have about, that's another thing, that's just an anger management issue. And you see people break windows, I've seen people break laptop, break their own property, talk less of the other person's property, all in the name of anger. And that's not where you want to be. And if you know you have that kind of situation, please book a session. I'm more than happy to walk you through that process. It's part of my, it's actually part of what I do. So I've got my website, www.poshptherapy.co.uk. You can book a session. I'm happy to give you a free session for the first time, and then we can pick it up from there. Right, so back to the topic. You know, the strongest move is not hiding pain, it's facing it. And I put that line down. The stronger move is not hiding pain, it's facing it. When you're in pain, when you're going through something, you've got to be able to handle it, to be able to face it. You know, I'm sure a lot of us have been told to move on, even when you're not ready, because my timeline is not your timeline. So we're all different when it comes to the way we express our feelings. You might offend me, it might take me 2 minutes and I'm over it, and it might take the next person 10 minutes. But even though it takes you 10 minutes, you should still be able to manage your emotions. You should still be able to stay, because like I was talking about manipulating earlier, the reason why a lot of people are be able to manipulate that easily is because they don't know how to check their emotions. When your emotion is not in check, you've given room for your manipulator to manipulate you. And it's as easy as that. It is as easy as that. So, we're gonna go on another short break. And then when I'm back, I'll take some questions. I've already have some question and feedback on here. I will read them, we discuss it, and then we'll start to bring the show to a close. But I hope and I believe you guys are actually having a good time and you're actually enjoying, and this is resonating with you. You're getting that good thing, positive is good, but at the same time, we need real healing. So my next song will be a fun one. Let's do some fun song. And the title is Fun. And it's by Rema. And I'll be back in a minute.
Pass me my cup. I just want to have fun. I know I worry too much. I know I worry too much. I don't need God at my funds. Me and my guys, they on soft. If you they hate, it no be my fault. But I wait for your love. Yo, I'm dripping. Blue water Fiji. Balenciaga Ricky. Girls, no one leave me. Share money for my guys like I've been biscuits. We lit him. Push your peace on low-key. Don't play with me, I do this. I no get competition. My enemy na saba. Now I gotta. Cause I no feel lose guy. I no feel lose guy. Really matter. Men steam out, inshallah. Start to the plan. Keep my head up. People do say sometimes it seems very hard. I'm on me, my dream be my pocket filled with green salad. M.I.A. me can give you my AT&T, man. No time for beefing anybody, no be waiting, bring me, come here. I know life stress, better pass me my cup. I just want to have fun. I know I worry too much. I know I worry too much. I don't need God at my funds. me and my guys they on soft. If you dey hate, it no be my fault. Better wait for your turn. Yo, I'm dripping. Well, water Fiji, Balenciaga, Ricky. Girls no one leave me. Show money for my guys like I be in biscuits. We lit it. Push your piece on low key. Don't play with me, I do this.
I do this.
Oh yo, yo, oh yo. The streets ain't got no love, no love. No matter what you do, people them all to talk. Even if say you want to respond, you want to say how they want to say my choice. Like say now your goal. Oh, me, you got time before you tumble. I'm on me, go on before he goes off. Universe, no life us. Take your time, brother, me, no rush. Better pass me my cup. I just want to have fun. I know I worry too much. I know I worry too much. I don't think I got my phones. Me and my guys, they on soft. If you dey hate, it no be my fault. Better wait for your turn. Yo, I'm dripping. Blue water Fiji. Balenciaga, Ricky. Girls, no one leave me.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, my people. Yeah, welcome back. I know, I feel like I have my serious face today, but yeah, because it's actually a serious topic. I mean, I try to stay positive, but sometimes we have to address the elephant in the room. And I'm going to read this message that I just got from one of our listeners, and it goes like, my toxic trait is thinking I deserve an award for doing basic adult things, paying bills and some other things. Where's my standing ovation? You finish the workout and you're clearly ready for the Olympics. And don't get me started on my talent for holding grudges over things I can't even remember. And I can I understand that. That is a lot of time we actually think we're doing something, even though that thing might feel like a bare minimum. But the fact that you're doing it, you're trying, you know. What you don't want to do is stay in the same place forever. You don't want to stay in the same place forever. So, he said, giving silent treatment is my toxic trait. Wow. I hope you've learned today that it's not the best way to actually treat people, because when you give silent treatment, the other party who are probably there smiling and enjoying their life while you're killing yourself. So why don't you address the issue? You know, why don't you address the issue, Cathars? And that might be easy to do. Just find the picky moment and address the issue. You know, some people don't like drama, they don't, you know, they don't throw punches, they don't do all that, but they just their anger just stay inside of them. And even the other party can feel it, that oh my god, this person is angry, but they will not say much because they don't know how to express it. So people don't know actually know how to express their anger. They don't know how to express it. So instead of that, they just keep it and they just lash out. You ask them a simple question, they lash out back at you. And those are the way they know how to express it. You know, he said, I don't like drama, but I'll ignore your text, then get mad that you didn't double text. Buying planners I never get to use. Yeah, you know, the thing is, I feel like one of the easiest way to navigate life is to treat people the way you want to be treated. Ever since I started that journey, my life has been easier, because I want to give you what I be able to get back from you. I want to be able for you also to treat me the way I will treat you. And if I don't get that vibe back from you, that gets me. And what will I do is, I won't fight or anything, but I will know if this person should be person that I should stop talking to, or the person that I need to cut out of my life. And that's what I can do easily. I cut people off when I know they are not good for my mental health. That's what I do. You know, because I'm very in tune with my emotions. So when I know something is not right, I'll address it, and your outcome of the address, the way the will determine what I should do with you. You know, and obviously everybody is different, so that's how I handle my situation. So yeah, as that person said, they know their, the good thing is that you actually know your toxic trait. That's a good thing, because self accountability, self awareness is the number one step into healing. When you're in self-denial or you do not acknowledge that you're wrong, you don't always think you're right, that's another thing entirely. You're on the wrong path. But when you're actually able to acknowledge and self-reflect that, okay, this is me, this is what I need to work on, then there's something to work with. Then you're on the right path into getting a good and better life. So thank you. I really appreciate that a message that I got from one of my listeners. I'm still waiting for some other messages. I'm gonna read another one before I go, because we need to go straight into rant of the day. And the rant of the day, one, I've got one here, and that person, this is not on this topic, by the way. Remember I said when it comes to rant of the day, we don't have to be go on topic. You can tell me about anything. You can tell me about anything. You just want to rant, and I will rant with you. So this person has said, why is it that when a woman is at the club and a man buys you a drink, the men often expect you to go home with them? Right. This is a good one. I don't know if I'm able to answer this question, but I will try and answer it. I think there's a culture of what's it called? Entitlement. Yes, there's an entitlement culture in Western world these days. And now I'm gonna try and play a devil advocate here. So I'm gonna speak to the right and to the left. Right, so a lot, so I'm gonna start with the women. They always tell us ladies first. So I feel like a lot of time, women go out, club, whatever, they actually don't have a penny on them. All in the name of, I'm pretty, I have this, I have that. So I believe in pretty privilege. I do. It's real. So a lot of women go out knowing that men are there to pay the bills. Men are there to do something. So they take themselves out. Now you've met this guy who actually have the same mentality like you, entitled to that when I buy bottle and do this for this girl, then I must get this girl. Now, both of you have started wrong. You are both on a wrong path. Now, I'll flip it. Meanwhile, some women actually went out, have their money on them, they actually want to buy their own drink. But you see this man that will come and say, oh no, don't worry, I got you, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, as a, you know, lady that you are, you let them do it. Now they've done it, now they want something in return. Oga, you have failed already, because the woman did not force you to do what you chose to do. Yes, you're a gentleman, but if you're actually a gentleman, then you should let the woman go to make our decision. If she chose to follow you, good luck. And if she doesn't hold you anything. So I don't think any man or any woman hold any man for buying them a drink. You've gone out as a man and you've tried to spend your money, and that's it. Go back home. You do. There's no entitlement on it. You've done it. It's a charity work. You're doing the work of your work, because I cannot call it the work of the Lord. You're doing the work of yourself. So go home. And women also, when you go out thinking you're going to use your pretty face, your pretty body to get what you want, whatever that comes with it, deal with it. And I hope I'm able to sit on a fence as I round up on today's show. So, the quick takeaway today is, stay positive. It's a good thing to stay positive. But while staying positive, check in with yourself. Am I okay? How am I really feeling? Healing starts with honesty. You can't fix what you won't face. Good vibe is not healing. They are just decoration. Healing is about honest, patient, and growth. And growth comes through pain and work, as in work. I hope you guys have enjoyed today's topic. I hope everyone has gotten one or two things as a take home for the week. Shout out to everyone that's helping me for this show. Next week I will not be around, so we're gonna take a break for 1 week. So we'll be back in 2 weeks now, which means the fourth season is over. We've managed to do 5 episodes of season 1. So I'll be back in 2 weeks time, because I need to take a quick break. And when we're back, I hope we're back in a very better version. And the goal is to actually have a video podcast also. And the goal is to go on YouTube. So for sponsorship and want to advert, please contact me, reach out. I need you guys. Like I said, it's a charity work. So I need you guys to come on board. Let's advertise what you're doing. Let's see how we can roll whatever you're doing, because we all need our mental health in check. Trust me. Whatever we do, we need that. If we get it right, upset, like to say, we'll get it right in real life. So whatever you think your business is, right, small business, come to me. We'll see how we can make it work on this show, and then we can be giving you a shout out. And if you need anything else you want to talk about, feel free to contact me. My website is www.poshptherapy.co.uk. My email is hello@poshp.co.uk. My Instagram is Poshp the Therapist. Then I have Poshp's Couch also. And TikTok is Poshp Therapy. And until 2 weeks time, when I will see you again, be safe and know surely that staying positive is good, but always reflect. Thank you and goodbye.
Bim bam body ten ten. It's your boy.
It's P. Kelly.
My baby, they confuse me, yo, with that bum bum. But she got the guy where they send her money from London. She they see me like a Johnny just come.
Ready your breakfast, gentlemen. For tonight, we dine on Radio
Africa. I go chop body washing. As long as you give me my passion. Baby, make you know they rush me. I beg you, make you treat me with caution. Leg over. My baby, give me leg over. Hangover. Baby, she dey give me hangover. Leg over. Oh no, make give me leg over. Game over. She dey come give me game over.
I dey confuse you, I dey confuse when you turn around, baby. You dey make her confuse. You do all I like it, a Cameroon mess when Rizzy boy, and baby make her confuse. Commando, you be commando, you dey command the boy, you dey overload, yeah, yeah. I know fi stand alone, I must call my guy before rendezvous.
Yeah, I go trap body wash it, as long as you give me my passion. Baby, make you know they rush me. I beg you, make you treat me with caution. Leg over, my baby give me leg over. Hangover, baby she dey give me hangover. Leg over, don't know me give me leg over. Game over, she dey come give me game over. It's your boy.
My baby, they distract me, yo, with a bum bum. But she get the guy where they send that money from London. She they see me like a Johnny just come. My monkey they walk it, baboon he just the top. Me I go trap all the washing, as long as you give me my portion. Baby make you know they rush me, I beg you make you treat me with caution. Leg over, my baby give me leg over, hangover. Baby she dey give me hangover, hey, leg over. Gonna make give me leg over, hey, game over. She dey can't give me game over.
Why they confused when you turn around? Maybe you they make her confused. Ooh, all I like it, they come in room. Mesmerizing boy, and maybe make her confused.
Commando, you be commando, you the commanding boy, you the overload. Yeah. Commando, you the commanding boy, you the overload. Yeah, yeah, I know fi stand alone. I must call my guy before rendezvous.
So I fear nothing. Steady increase in the commas. Comma, comma, comma. Original no be parody. You know feel clear for your memory. Whether now winter or summer. I Papa don't stop now. Living life, see my fire burning bright within the inside me. Smally with the mighty. They never know I color. Do the move fine, check and balance. Everything inside my mind daily.
You and me, I can never trade you for nobody. be thinking of. You get a body where they